KO4PXB, KO4HKX.
KO4PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing good, Lloyd. How are your day?
I'll put it this way. It was very interesting.
Good, interesting, and not a bad one.
Yeah, what had happened, it just something to make you say, that no one would admit to, that the server network information had a static IP address, and all of a sudden it got changed to a DHCP address, which that means it's applied by another server, so the application quit working. So it's just, but no one would admit of doing that. But I got it fixed, and after I found that out.
It was nothing major. I mean, you could fix it fairly easy.
It was probably about less than a 10-minute fix after when I did some information about trying to remote back to the server, and it gave me the network address that I knew was not correct. So I got back into the server by the assigned address and set it back to what it was supposed to be, and the server and the application started working correctly again.
And deliver a package if you don't have the correct address.
Nope, that is definitely true. I saw something very strange on the roadway heading home too. A car that was definitely one of the newer Chryslers was actually towing two other cars hooked by a tow bar to each one of them and then roped off.
Gotta be safe.
I'm pretty much safe to say that was a no, because when the trucks were passing him, you could see the car swaying and it was just throwing him all over the road.
They're about to pause. I got a little Volkswagen trying to rub fenders with me here.
If they don't understand the rule, if it's bigger than they are, then just let them, they have the right of way.
I don't think people understand what rules are anymore.
We'll have to know the rules to understand them. They just don't care.
The rules only apply to other people.
Yep, as they say, rules apply to those who care. Have you been able to go outside during the nighttime without the clouds around and see the green comet that they were talking about?
For HKX? No, I have not. Didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, for the last 2 days, the guy that normally does the star reports and stuff like that mentioned that there's a green comet out there that's visible for, I think, till like the 10th or something like that, and then after that it won't be back for another 100,000 years, and this is the first time that it's been visible in 50,000 years.
That part, that was name just left me. He's in Brown Mountain, I know that. John.
Yeah, he probably has a lot better chances of seeing it than we do, because I was looking outside yesterday and I saw nothing but clouds and a bunch of, surrounding light, so that would definitely makes it harder to see any low-lying stars or clouds or anything interesting.
Makes a difference. I didn't know anything about it, or I would have probably looked, but last night I didn't get in until so late. I wasn't looking at the stars. I was trying to get in the house and see the back of my eyelids.
Yeah, the club had a meeting yesterday, did they not?
No, it was Monday night.
But today's not Tuesday? It's definitely Wednesday. And I'll just say this to that person so they don't try. time in to start doing it again that was creating havoc on the during the net a couple days ago is just very upsetting.
It's a shame that people think that that's funny, and
I just hope they were able to find it and find who that is and handle that.
All I got to take, so I'll get back with you in just a minute. KO4-8, get clear.
Sir.
4-HGX mobile.
KO4-PXB.
Void.
Sir, never apologize for a potential money-making call.
I hate jumping out of a conversation like that, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Sir, you do. On one of the back streets of Asheville Highway, I actually saw a pink dogwood actually blooming today, two of them. So it's like, yep, spring is not far away.
Yeah, roger that. I seen some pussy willows over off of 253 yesterday, already starting to bloom. And some of the dogwoods. So, hopefully, they're not early bloomers and early to go out of here, too.
Yep, hopefully not. Of course, when they do start blooming out, there'll be a quick ice storm and snap them off. And that also tells you that allergy season is not far away.
Hard for chance of frozen precipitation up and around the house this Sunday.
Yeah, try to keep that up where you're at, okay?
Anything you want to share in it?
Definitely have no problem sharing in it. It's just the other idiots around here that doesn't know how to drive when they do get icy roads like that.
People just don't care anymore. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just passed a guy sitting at a red light. There's a truck sitting there waiting to, at the red light like he should. A van comes around him on the left-hand side and stops in the road on the telephone and just sits there waiting for the light to change. And the cars wanting to come turn in there can't.
Yeah, that's definitely very irritating. And in front of me on Highway 14, I could see the lights in the car, so I knew it was a highway patrolman. And he watched people just go right down the median, improper use of lanes, and going excessively speed in that lane, and then just go from one side of the road all the way to the next, cutting people off, and I guess because he was already off duty and didn't do anything about it.
We're HGX. I feel sorry for our police officers because there's so much going on out here, and if they do anything, they're going to be judged on it and can't make a mistake. Like, they're not human. But I just, I don't know, I would hate to be that in that job because I'd be afraid to do anything just because, one little mistake could cost you your freedom or your for the rest of your life.
Yep, that is definitely true. When I got out of the military, I did all the process to become a highway patrolman, passed the written test, of course did very well on the PT portion of it, and the guy told me that I had two issues that was wrong with me that he could not hire me, and we just won't go there on the radio just so as not to cause problems. But he goes, yeah, I want 10 more people like you every single day, but I can't hire you because of the hiring practices that have to be maintained, and I've already filled my quota on.
What you're trying to say without saying it, so don't try it. You and I suffer from the same concern.
Yeah, it's something that definitely not understood.
Well, I hate that for you, Lloyd, but I don't know, you're probably better off where you're at with everything going on in the environment around all that nowadays.
That is definitely true, because definitely being a highway patrolman was definitely rough on a family life.
Any headway on getting your radio yet, an antenna?
I have saved the money for the radio. I'm just waiting to get the antenna put up, and so more likely what I'll do is have to just, you know, I guess I can go ahead and get the antenna and then put it up and then get a radio. And like I said, you got to also get an SWR meter, so that way not going to risk, you know, messing up anything.
For that, if you let me know, I've got one you can borrow.
Appreciate it. I'll definitely let you know. Like I said, definitely got to get the radio and a power supply for it, because I'll probably go with the 991A. That's just the best thing that I've, you know, seen that will do all modes like I pretty much want, and then got to get the antenna, because I'm going out today to measure how far the trees are, so that way I can measure the antenna that I can put in that area and see, you know, how well it's going to do. And then I guess where the feed line comes into the radio, where that can be, you know, put on through there and then bring it through the air vent for the house and then bring it up through a hole in the floor.
Roger that, running all that. It's a little time consuming doing it the right way. So just take your time and do it right. So you only got to do it once.
Yep, that has always been my philosophy. It definitely take time to do it right, and once you get it done right, then that's, you know, a lot easier process than having to do it three and four times after been doing it the wrong way.
I'm approaching the mountain here to make the climb up the mountain, so I'll be losing you here shortly. Good to talk to you this afternoon. You have a safe trip on the rest of your way, and look forward to talking to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
Sir, please be careful on the rest of your trip home, and I'll definitely talk with you again. It's KO4PXB.